most recently a prison, the facility at Mount McGregor has served a variety of purposes over the years. If you go to the site, you'll see the typical high fences, but some buildings also feature large windows, usually not associated with the jail. It was once a tuberculosis hospital. Before that, a mountaintop resort. Nearby, Grant's Cottage, where the dying president wrote his memoirs in the late 19th century, still stands. Even though the site has been empty for the last few years, Empire State Development Regional Director Michael Yevely says the buildings are in good shape.
A lot of the building structures are still in place. They're still in excellent condition, and they are the typical buildings as you would see on a campus like this, whether it was a TB hospital or whether it was a prison.
Until May 31st, the state is accepting proposals from anyone interested in giving the facility a new life. Yevely says the state will consider plans that meet the wishes of locals.
What we hear is replacement of jobs and economic activity that occurred when it was a prison. It was important to the community, and we also understand how important that is, and we're looking to replace that with the appropriate use that will benefit the surrounding community in the form of hopefully jobs and increased economic activity.
The campus itself sits mostly in the town of Moreau, while the road into the compound travels through the town of Wilton. Wilton Town Supervisor Art Johnson was among many who wanted the prison to remain open to protect good-paying jobs. Now he's hoping something will move in to provide more economic activity.
Well, so our economic benefit would be bringing visitors, through the town and hopefully, spending money and buying things within the town.
And there's the potential tax benefits to the surrounding communities and the county. One party interested in buying the property is the New York State Baseball Hall of Fame. Not affiliated with Cooperstown, Hall of Fame Executive Director Rennie LaRue says his organization needs exhibit space and room for ball fields.
The Mount McGregor facility has ample room for our Hall of Fame buildings. We also run the Upstate New York Basketball Hall of Fame. So, we need buildings for both.
LaRue, one of several individuals who took a tour of the facility earlier this month, envisions a place where Little League tournaments could be played. He also predicts jobs would be created by the Hall of Fame itself, in addition to spurring economic activity from families traveling and staying in the region. All proposals are due on May 31st at noon. For a link to more information, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.